Big Oz, I was listening to Fox Sports over the weekend, and they were talking about all the hoops they had to jump through basically at the Staples Center.
Oh, yeah?
Well, because on Saturday, they had apparently like both L.A. teams were playing there.
Oh, okay, the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah, and so they had to not only change it from, you know, they have to change the colors and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
And then they had, like, a hockey game on Sunday at
noon.
Oh,
my goodness, yeah.
And a bike race that ended at the Staples Center. And so they told everybody to get to the noon soccer game, they needed to be at the arena by 10 in the morning. Oh, yeah, sure, like that's going to happen. But, yeah, that was weird.
Anyway. Wow. Well,
hey, so
that's why they make the big bucks.
That's right. So big news here on the Senate race, man. I don't know if you guys are shocked about this, but
I will be.
Texas Tribune reporting on the U.S. Senate race, the primary. Paul Sadler leads Sean Hubbard. So I'll let you know
by four points. So a state Senate race.
Yeah. No. That's the U.S. Senate.
Is that for the Democrat nomination?
Those are Democrats. Oh, okay. Yeah. How's that? Well, number three would be Addie Daniel Allen. Number four is Grady Yarbrough. And number five is somebody named Don't Know. So
Don't Know. Now it's sounding like a horse race.
Yeah, which is interesting because Don't Know gets 11%. And actually, that's more than Craig James has on the Republican side. So, Mr. James, how do you feel the fact that if you're running as a Democrat, you wouldn't have as many votes as Don't Know?
Gave up that ESPN gig, did you?
I think they might have asked him to do that.
He'd been in the headlines a lot.
Allegedly. Anyhow. But on that Republican side, it's 40 to 31, which is pretty close.
Oh, with the 40 ahead, right?
Yeah, with the 40 leading. So
you go.
That's probably a little closer than some people thought. Let's see what else.
Are you going to share?
Al Gore got him a new honey.
No.
Really?
Really? Man. Don't get in Tipper's way.
Pretty serious new girlfriend. I think Tipper's fine.
Yeah. I bet she is.
She's probably getting a good alimony check.
Yeah, I imagine she's...
She probably had her a honey for a long time.
Could be, yeah.
The pool boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
What did Tipper ever do to you?
That's right. Mama needs some company.
That's right. You want to skim them leaves?
Yeah.
Hey.
All right. Anyway, his new serious girlfriend is Elizabeth Cadle. She's called Liz.
Well, of course
she is a Democratic donor with a passion for the environment, according to the Washington Post. Makes her sound
like... I'm sure they sit around and have riveting conversations.
Yeah, well, here we go. I mean, she's got the check mark. She is described as independently wealthy, okay, discreet, that's important, and age-appropriate.
She's not from the secretary pool or something like that.
She's in her 50s, apparently.
Okay. Well, he's in his 60s,
right? 64. Mm-hmm. She apparently traveled with him to Antarctica this year for some kind of a climate change awareness trip. So.
Oh, well, I hope they got separate rooms.
At the Antarctica plaza.
Because they not be spousal yet,
At the Motel 6 at Antarctica. Right. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right.
Anyway. So, I don't know. I think this guy may be one of the many faces of the future of the Democrat Party. This guy's name is Cory Booker.
Ah, from Newark.
He is. Remember, he ran in a building and saved that woman a couple of months ago. Anyhow, he's on Meet the Press yesterday and raised a few eyebrows as he kind of took on the president's campaign a little bit. He said he's getting tired of hearing everybody attack Mitt Romney for what he did at Bain Capital. He said it, and he doesn't like what the Republicans are doing about Jeremiah Wright. He said it's nauseating to the American public. Enough is enough. Stop attacking private equity and stop attacking Jeremiah Wright. Now, Newark has probably had some benefits from infusions of cash from investment firms, some that might be similar to Bain Capital. They may be investing there. I don't know. But he said, I just have to say, on a very personal level, I'm not about to sit here and indict private equity. This is ridiculous. Bain Capital has done a lot to support and grow businesses. Cory, better be careful there, pal.
You're going to get labeled a sympathizer.
Yeah, don't want to be doing that.
Right.
No, don't want to be doing that.
A rebel.
Let's see what else. That's about it. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Now, they're apparently going to fight a little bit about raising the debt ceiling. The Republicans have decided they're going to fight that. But, you know, you got to think about how we're going to have a lame duck session here. I mean, they're coming back after the November elections. And, of course, if there's a change in the occupancy in the White House, certainly there could be a change in leadership in one or two chambers of the legislative branch. So,
wonder how many dead ducks there's going to be, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
We'll know that.
We will.
In November.
Remember the line they were talking about? President Obama was going to be able to get like $1 billion to beat Mitt Romney. Washington Post reports that Romney might actually have a shot at outraising the president.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
The fact that Romney's campaign, coupled with the National Republican Committee, has matched the Democrats in their fundraising for the month of April, and the promise from the super PACs to kick in another $200 million. See how that works. How about the NAACP over the weekend? Their board endorsed same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that plays. I have to think a lot of rank and file aren't in favor of that, but as it comes along, we'll see. And finally, the story of Ken Bennett. We know Ken, don't we? Old Ken Bennett.
We do?
Nah, we don't really. He's the Secretary of State of Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Well.
He's saying, I just may take President Barack Obama's name off the November presidential ballot.
Can you do that?
Well, he's the Secretary of State. He says he can. Now, he says, I'm not a birther. I do believe that the president was born in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Or at least I hope he was, he said. Nonetheless, he said, if he doesn't get confirmation from Hawaii that the president was born there, the president could be removed from the Arizona ballot this fall. Oh, did I mention he's thinking about running for governor?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that little detail.
A little posturing.
Yeah, a little bit of that going on. And, I guess
I thought the president supplied a birth certificate.
No.
Do you think that was a fake?
I don't know if he supplied it. Did he? No, that's where we saw a picture of it someplace.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm not sure.
I can give you a picture of it.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. Anyway, I think, again, it has to do with the fact that he's considering running for the governor of Arizona.
There's some politics.
It could be.